We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for Dana's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need a holiday loan to help you through the holidays, they are offering them. Now, for all the details and to see if you qualify, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up, Dana?
All right, Chrissy Teigen recently let us in on a secret we've all kind of wondered about. How do celebrities maneuver through airports? Why don't we see more pictures of them dragging their luggage around with their tired eyes and... Look at the rest of us.
Do they sneak through the chain link fence? Like a Bradley or something?
Like what do they do? Private tunnel to a private jet.
There is a tunnel to a private jet.
Wow.
I knew it.
Like an escape room?
Chrissy said there's a terminal, actually, about a mile from the airport. You pay a membership for it, and you get to go through private security, and it takes you to a plane in a car. She didn't say exactly where this utopia is, but we are assuming it's a private suite at the Los Angeles International Airport. It was built a couple of years ago. It is luxe, and it is popular. Paparazzi-free zone for the rich and famous. So instead of having to wait in long security lines or search the airport for their gates as, you know, the paparazzi are chasing them, they get to spend their pre-flight time in a totally private suite with its own bathroom, own food service pantry, two-person day beds, a runway view of aircraft landing and taking off. So, yes, there is a private place for these rich people.
What if you're a famous paparazzi?
Yeah, I mean, how can they
I guess you can't go.
Do they not know where it is, maybe?
It's a VIP membership, so you probably don't find out where it is until you pay for your card.
Maybe they're outside of it, but you can't get in.
$10 a month.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Well, Kim Kardashian is not the only one profiting off that tape that made her famous. Tabloid editor Kevin Dixon has written a book based on, well, a woman who sells her video for millions on the orders of her mother. It's called Post Famous. They're billing it as a fairy tale for legal reasons.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Kim Kardashian's getting a piece of this or not, but according to the storyline, it's a woman who's being paid $5 million for a tape, and the editor says, I thought you didn't want to release it, and she says, I don't, but like Mom says, when else am I likely to earn $5 million?
It's true.
So this all sounds very familiar.
Yeah, lead character is Jane Kardashian. I don't know. Very close.
Don't know if Kim's going to get a piece of the money off of that, though. Well, after the disastrous interview that led to Prince Andrew stepping down from his royal duties, the royals are now concerned about his daughter, Princess Beatrice. I guess the controversy around Prince Andrew was enough to oust him from public life, but he's not the only one that has to worry about the media frenzy. I guess Beatrice has canceled her engagement party in light of the scandal, and now she hasn't set a wedding date, despite reports that she's supposed to walk down the aisle sometime next year. People are saying she's just very concerned about her. She deserves to have the wedding she wants, but the public is going nuts because of her father.
That's so tough, especially if she had nothing to do with it, which it doesn't seem like she did.
And on top of this, Dad is going to be going to the festivities with the Queen and the rest of the family. So talk about an awkward Christmas this year.
They pulled his card, though, for the airport thing.
Yes. He's got to fly like the regular.
No. Hanging outside with the paparazzi.
That used to be me.
And you gotta love John Stamos. He's so down to earth. A fan saw him at Disney World and asked if he could have a photo with him. And of course, John said, yes, I'll take a photo with you. But then on top of that, he decided he was going to help the guy propose to his girlfriend. You never know until you ask.
Was the guy ready to propose? Or is John just like put him on the spot?
Like, hey, is that your girlfriend? Do you want to propose to her?
He just figured while he had him there, he says, you know, hey, would you help me? And John said, yeah, of course. And so he proposed.
John Stamos didn't propose, right?
No, the man proposed. And
then I was worried that
John said, will you say yes? And she said yes, but I don't know if she was saying yes to John or yes to the
long eyes. Right. Like, yeah, how long were they?
I know. We'll have to get one of those like body language experts to figure out who she actually
accepted. Wait until the marriage certificate. See what her name is on there.
And as a guy, if I want to look more attractive, it's not standing next to John Stamos.
True.
Right.
I hope she's not disappointed when she gets to the end of the aisle and it's not John Stamos there.
Wait a minute.
He could be. Wouldn't that be weird?
That's your Dirt at 6:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's another ride with Tina and the Dirt at the 40. Being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some help this holiday season with some financial money, you can check out pvcu.org. If you're looking for a holiday loan, they can maybe hook you up. All right. So what's up, Dina?
Trailer is out for the new Ghostbusters film.
It's awesome, and it's like 2.5 minutes long. I love it. Some trailers are like 15 seconds.
Those are the teaser trailers. Yeah. It's a real trailer.
This is the real deal. And it looks like the next installment of Ghostbusters is taking its act to the country. Ghostbusters Afterlife. A single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town. They discover their connection to the original Ghostbusters and the secret legacy their grandfather left behind. That's all I'm going to tell you. Film hits theaters July 10th now, as well as the original cast members. You know, you got Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver, Amy Potts. Paul Rudd stars in it.
Yep.
Now, here's the strange part for me.
Yeah.
It definitely has some Stranger Things vibes, and it's got Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, not just because he's in it. It's because of the throwbacks and the fact that the new Ghostbusters are a bunch of kids.
You know,
so it's kind of weird.
It really seems like it.
Yeah, and the trailer kind of does look like it's kind of shot the same way.
Yeah, it does. Everyone is saying that. It really does.
Ghosts.
I do have those Stranger Things vibes, and I also get a little bit of It vibes from it, too. So it's kind of creeping me out.
Interesting.
I hope I can handle it.
I can't wait to see what other vibes it gives me.
Empire star Amanda Detmer, who plays Tracy Kingsley, got busted Sunday night for allegedly driving under the influence.
Uh-oh.
She smashed her car into a utility pole, reportedly, and left the scene. So police in California responded to the call about the pole, and they found her car there. They realized that she'd been drinking, and at this point she's been charged with leaving the scene of a traffic collision and driving under the influence. If you're going to leave your car behind, what, take the plates with you or something, right?
Well, don't do it at all.
Yes,
right.
Do that.
She probably should have just waited for police, but maybe she wasn't thinking clearly. I don't know what's going on with those Empire stars.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure turning 35, and Paul Reubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee, ready to celebrate with fans across the country. So in honor of the 35th anniversary of the movie, Paul's announced a tour, and at each stop there will be a screening of the film, which, by the way, was Tim Burton's directorial debut and Danny Elfman's first big movie score.
Wow.
And then they've done so many great movies.
Tons of music, too.
So many. Pee-wee will take the stage then to tell some behind-the-scenes stories to fans. Don't know if we want to hear those. Don't know if we're ready for those.
Yeah.
But the tour is coming March 28th to the Orpheum Theater in Boston. So if you're looking to take the trek, that's the closest stop for you.
I just don't want him sitting next to me.
Why not?
Do you have any more dirt?
Leonardo DiCaprio and his model girlfriend, Camilla Morone, are they done?
Uh-huh.
A spy told Radar Online that Leo was flirting with Kendall Jenner at a club in Miami recently, and apparently they were sitting in a booth together for hours and drinking and talking and, you know, lots of, like, canoodling going on.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I'm going to side with more than likely it's not true, considering Kendall is way too old for Leo. She's, like, 24.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he keeps it under, like... He dates blonde models all the time. Yeah. You got to be under what?
Between
like
the ages of 21 and 22.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, 21 in 6 months.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need financial help for the holidays, they've got holiday loans now available. And for all the details, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's up?
All right, well, starting things off with the winner of Miss Universe. I had a feeling it was going to be her. Miss South Africa won, and I have to say she deserved it. But of course, her time in the spotlight is being shadowed by Steve Harvey, because he's once again under fire for, while he was hosting the pageant, he made some jokes about the country of Colombia. So you remember a few years back, he had that Miss Universe mix-up when he announced the wrong winner, and it you know, had to do with Colombia. So they were talking about it when he announced this year's Miss Colombia, and she said that she forgives him. And he joked that the cartel doesn't forgive him yet. He joked it not once but twice. And of course, the people of Colombia are very upset that he is making a disrespectful joke about their country, saying, hey, a lot's changed here. How dare you? On top of that, while announcing the national costume contest winner, Steve said, here's a look at the winner, Philippines, which was actually Malaysia. But the company came forward to say after the fact, no, there was no mix-up. He was just joking. He did announce the correct winner. After all, Miss Philippines, they just happened to be featuring Miss Malaysia's costume in the broadcast.
Is this live?
Oh, I see.
This is all live.
Oh, they got to pre-record that thing. No one's going to know the difference.
Yeah, right?
Right, at least.
Need some editing.
Take two.
Yep. Or maybe it's time, you know, for a new host. Sometimes it's nice to share, right?
Well, that wasn't his fault, apparently, if they were showing the wrong thing.
They weren't. They weren't showing the wrong thing at all. They're saying there was nothing wrong on the teleprompter.
He just said there
was something wrong on the teleprompter to say that they were messing with him when they, in fact, were not.
Why dump him, though? Because everybody's talking about it
that's
today.
That's true. Good point.
I guess that's true.
He's got a job for life.
This thing is bad press.
True. All right, Bachelorette alum J.P. Rosenbaum opening up about his recent diagnosis. He is married to his Bachelorette bride, Ashley Herbert Rosenbaum, and the two have come forward to say that he has Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is the body's immune system when it attacks your nerves over time with the potential to cause devastating full-body paralysis.
Wow.
When you go to get a flu shot, they ask if you've ever been diagnosed with this. So
okay.
It's spelled like Guillain-Barré, but it's pronounced Guillain-Barré. They're saying about 100,000 people a year get this disorder. He says it makes everyday things hard for him, like picking up the phone to picking up his kids from school. But he says he's in treatment and doing well now and hopefully fortunate enough where they caught it early enough to start recovery.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
hopefully they can treat it.
Do wish him the best.
Yeah.
Well, Ace Showbiz reports that Anne Hathaway and her husband, Adam Schulman, have welcomed their second child. Okay, they didn't make an announcement. I know they're a fairly private couple.
But you did.
I did. There you go. Anne was photographed on Sunday with her husband. He was holding a baby carrier, and they were in a park in Connecticut with the baby and their three-year-old son, Jonathan. And it is the first time she's been seen in weeks, so congratulations to them if it's in fact true. Or maybe they found a carrier in the park. They were like, hey, it's free. Let's take it.
Sometimes they just carry it around for exercise.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Maybe. I put a rock in there to work out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And poor Rob Kardashian, trying to get ready for the holidays, thought he would help by decorating his mom, Kris Jenner's house and show off a picture of it on Instagram. Check it out, everybody. And everybody's wondering, what did you do? Some people are saying it looks like The Shining. So he's got this gorgeous tree with decorations, but there's this big red thing to the side of the tree that looks
like, rum.
As some people are saying, the blood from the elevator in The Shining came to life and posed for your Christmas card.
Nice.
How about those two creepy twins? Were they in the photo?
Are they in there?
They were not.
They're ornaments.
In that photo.
It's only them ornaments.
That's cool. Yeah. At least they were included.
Yeah, just wait for the Kardashian Christmas card to come out. Maybe they'll be in there. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 with the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.